doing? All right, y'all. Hey, welcome to season 3, episode 10 of Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn, and as always, I am always up before everyone else. How's everyone doing today, tonight, this morning, this afternoon? It is 1:05 a.m. straight up on the East Coast. It is Tuesday, December the 7th, and I couldn't sleep, so I said I want to do a show, and I said I also want to do a show before the end of the year, so hopefully I could come ahead and do something real quick, because I know how I am. My glucose has been 193 all day. Is that the ammo? The ambulance is outside. It's like a block up. And we don't have any blinds up to the window. And it's irritating me. I hope everybody's okay. You know what? But the ambulance and the police are always around here. I guess they're moving. Oh gosh, they're turning down Burnwood. Yeah, they always turn down Burnwood. They are always. I guess it's like it's a lot of elderly people that live around here. It's a lot of probably sickly people live around here. I don't know. I try to keep to myself. But how's everyone been? I've been okay. I've had school. I've been writing. Therapy is over with and done. I think I explained that on the last show, which was my Thanksgiving show a couple weeks ago. And I'm done therapy. So if you didn't know, I was in a car accident on Indigenous People's Day, October the 11th, coming home from Messina and Resort. I will never go back down there ever again. Not saying that I did not like the trip, but I did not like the trip because it's a bad memory, trauma. You know, you have trauma, whatever the case may be. And you're like, you know, what? I think I'm going to skip West Virginia. And all in all, everybody's doing great. My sister-in-law, she is sick. She has cancer, brain cancer, and it's only on the right side of her brain. It's on the right side. She had a seizure at the car, at the wheel of the car. She had a seizure at the wheel, and due to circumstances beyond her control, you know, she hit a tree. And upon evaluation, they was like, oh, there's something going on in the brain. They, you know, she had to get operation, and now they found out she got biopsy done. It's cancerous, and the cancer is centralized. It's only like right where the mass was, so they removed the mass. The cancer was just right there. So she be getting her treatments, and her hair just started falling out. And my brother, he cut the rest of her hair off today. And my mom took some fish and soup and everything out to the house, and she said that she looks beautiful. You know, she's a beautiful woman, you know, inside and out. And I want to continue to pray like I was praying before I came downstairs to do the show. And I know everything's going to be okay. I mean, it was a scary, scary, scary situation to be in that accident, y'all. And if you did not know, it was really scary. And I'm just glad that I'm finished therapy and I spoke with the lawyers and everything. And everything should be all set and done within the next 4 to 6 weeks. So they wanted to send me to a specialist for my shoulder because I hit my right arm. I had to go to therapy. I felt like forever. It was 6 weeks. It was like 18 treatments. And I got as many treatments as I possibly needed. And they wanted to send me to a specialist because sometimes I still get pain. But my doctor was telling me just do my exercises with the Biofreeze on it. I got a heating pad, put an ice pack, all that good stuff on it. And if I feel bad, I will. If it gets bad enough, I will, you know, go to a specialist. But I mean, like, I cannot do another 6 weeks of therapy. I just cannot, you know, and some of this pain that they said that I had, I have to endure it. You know, it's like you're gonna have to do your exercises, and you know, it's kind of hard not to sleep on your side because you toss and turn during the night and you wake up like, oh shit, I'm on the injured arm. So that's basically like what I've been going through for this past, oh shit, this past couple months or two. But yeah, that's where I've been. And it's so much going on in the news, y'all. It's like I'm exhausted. Like I don't even want to like talk about what's going on in the news. Like I did see something. Let me see, where was that at? Was that on Baller Alert that I saw that? Let me see. It was oh God, let me see. It might have been the Shade Room. It might have been the Shade Room. Wait a minute. So, legendary music executive Clarence Avant, there was a home invasion at his house, and they have the a suspect has been charged, which is awesome. I did not hear anything about that. They're talking about the new. I'm not going through this again, y'all. I cannot. So there's a new variant going on, and as many of you know, let me give you a little bit of backstory. As many of you know that I started this a year ago, and basically what I did was I came on every day, maybe 5, 6 days a week, and I had like a whole segment dedicated to COVID, COVID response, how the former administration handled the response, the deaths, and the people with that wanted to get the variant, wanted to get the booster shots and the shots, and it was just a whole lot. And I've really tried to back away from it for a while, but now they said that the U.S. is averaging more than 100,000 new COVID-19 cases every day, according to data from the Johns Hopkins University as of Saturday. The 7-day moving average of new cases was 121,437. The last time the U.S. surpassed, let me pull this up real quick. And this is from my friends over at Baller Alert. The last time the U.S. surpassed 100,000 cases per day was in early October. So I guess they say COVID mortality rates are also on the rise, with 1,651 people dying from the virus on a 7-day average, according to GHU data. It has been little over a month since the average daily death rate has been this high. So the Delta continues to cause majority of new cases, and as of Saturday, U.S. health officials have discovered that Omicron variant is in at least 16 states. Maryland, where I'm from, is on the list. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Hawaii, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Missouri, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Utah, Washington, and Wisconsin. My advice to you guys, if you're on the fence about getting a vaccine, do your research. If you're not going to get it, just protect yourself, wash your hands, wear your mask. Some people don't want to do none of that, sadly to say. But I'm not here to preach to you guys about anything. I'm just here just to let you know what's going on. But that's from my friends over at Baller Alert. What's going on? Just wanted to keep you up in the know. Just wanted to do. I can't log into Insta. I hope it just jumps to my page. Okay, there we go. Let's see what we got here. They got these places, I mean places, they got these people that I should follow. But I really don't want to follow nobody. Look at my niece. She's so pretty with her fake nose piercing. That fake nose piercing. I'm trying to find the article. It was really, really interesting. I think it was at the Shade Room. Let's go over to our friends at the Shade. Oh Lord, they got 100 new posts. Let's go over to the Shade Room and see what's going on at the Shade Room. New York and Los Angeles is among the most expensive cities to live in the world. Exactly. I'm not reading. I wanted to read. They officially fired Chris Cuomo. And now Chris Cuomo announces he's stepping away from SiriusXM radio show. Really? Okay, so where is the. It said, the way my time ended at CNN was hard. While I have a thick skin, I also have a family for whom the past week has been extraordinarily difficult. So right now, I have to take a step back and focus on what comes next. This means I will no longer be doing my SiriusXM radio show. While I am extremely grateful for the support I have received from SiriusXM throughout my time, I also want to express my sincere appreciation for my loyal listeners. I will miss our conversations a great deal, but I look forward to being back in touch with you all in the future. I think that once everything just blows over, that he'll be back in the he'll be back. Oh my God, let me. This is what I wanted to read, but I have to read this. It says, Yaya Mayweather popped into NBA YoungBoy's clubhouse room and says she joined without a profile pic to stalk him. And someone said that Yaya is a big bug. YB seen her join his clubhouse and said, "Why you on here?" She said, "So I can stalk you. I know why. We hate it, man." Oh my God, that is too funny. Is that article or is that just it? That's just it. Okay. Let me just read some of the comments. That's it. Y'all is late and lame. Okay, so this is what I have been wanting. This is what I wanted to read. Can I see the comments? I can't see the comments on here. Are you serious? Okay. So let me see if I can go on to my Instagram and see. Oh, little pretty little baby. Oh, cute little baby. I love little babies. See, mine says no internet connection, but okay, I could just go ahead and just read this real quick because this got under my skin today, and this is from y'all president. I'm proud to say that typical American family has more money in their pockets than they did last year or the year before that, thanks to the American Rescue Plan, and the people went off on him. The people went off in the comment section, and I cannot get to the. Oh, I liked it. Oh, I didn't mean to like it. Oh, shit. Well, why can't I see the comments, though? Do I have to add a comment to see the comments? Embed. I don't know what the hell that means. See? And I can't get on there with on my phone. I'm so upset. But the people went off. A lot of people were upset about that. I don't know what's going on with my Instagram. I don't know why I can't see the comments. But a lot of people were saying that that's a lie. That's all cap. You know, he's lying. Like, who are these people? And can I get somebody? Because a lot of people are broke. A lot of people are broke and they're jobless. And it's a sad state of affairs. Very sad state of affairs. Let's Google unemployment rate. Let's see, like, how many people are actually out of work. The unemployment rate. It is 4.2%, total unemployed people 6.9 million, and unemployment insurance claims 1.8 million. November, that was from November 27th, 2021. So I guess the new one, did the new one come out? It doesn't come out tomorrow. Unemployment rate increases in the United New York Times, right, has a video. Biden's house low unemployment rate despite economic anxiety. That was 3 days ago. But a lot of people are unemployed. A lot of people are unemployed. They really are. And it's really a sad state of affairs. It really is. It really is a sad state of affairs. Okay, on Twitter 2 days ago, they said 210,000 jobs were reported. Show job gains and a decline in the unemployment rate. Okay. And in November, unemployment rates fell for Black and Hispanic workers, but remained significantly higher for white. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. So the other day I was watching the news and they said that for Black and Hispanic workers, the rates went up, but everybody, you know what? See, this is why I don't like covering the news anymore, because like, who do, it's really, really sad. It's really sad. But a lot of people, they don't get unemployment anymore, and a lot of people aren't working. A lot of people are not working. Like, everybody short staffed. I know for a fact that, like, my cousin works in a grocery store. He said they're short staffed like crazy. And like, salons are closing. It's like a lot of stuff is closing. Like a lot, they said a lot of stuff is going to open, but how long they will stay open is, that's a $1 million question, and that nobody has an answer to, because like people will reopen their businesses, but then they close down because they don't have any business, they don't have any workers, and the people that are working there, they're like, you know, but you gotta think about it. Like, it's almost 700,000 people died, so it's going to affect us. Period. You know, we're still in a pandemic. It's not nowhere near over. There are different strains of variants, and it's terrible. It's terrible. It's really terrible. Okay, so I'm not gonna keep you guys long today. Well, tonight it is 1:22 a.m. and I do want to get me some soup before I go to bed. I shouldn't be eating late at night, but I really want to eat some soup. I'm not going to eat a whole lot. Maybe like a cup. My mother made turkey soup. So I'm going to eat some soup before I go to sleep. And I probably won't go to sleep till like about 2:30, 3 o'clock. Because I really got to check my syllabus to see what's going on with my assignments. Actually, let me check it right now. Oh, no, not Chrome. I'm going to check it right now. I mean, like, this class that I'm taking now, my mother told me if I don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. So I'm not going to say anything, especially on a platform like this. I'm not going to say anything. But I'm just saying that, I'm just saying, okay, so in my, okay, let's see, a classroom, okay, so let me see what this is all about, let me see, I know I got some assignments in here, yep, so the last, oh God, I hate this, let me see. We have so many assignments. It doesn't make any sense. Did I do these? Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait a minute. Where the fuck? Did I do these? Where the fuck these come from? Y'all. She slid this in here. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What? It's due tomorrow. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 assignments are due. bitch. It is an advanced class, you guys. I'm not a dummy. It is an advanced class, okay? It's advanced. I'm not a dummy. So, yeah, my mother was telling me, she was like, well, you know you're in an advanced class, so you got to keep up. So now, at this time, it's kicking my ass. I'm just like, wait a minute. Hold up. My coffee tastes like milk. I got chocolate caramel coffee creamer. That is awesome. It's sugar-free. I got some maple pecan Starbucks coffee, some sucralose, and it's so good, you guys. And I have coffee ice cubes, like coffee cubes, and I put it in my coffee. So I let it melt. I didn't mean to. And then my coffee is like super strong. And I'm afraid that I'm going to be up all night. But I cannot be up all night because I have homework to do in the morning when I wake up. I'm not doing it now. Homework, you can kiss my ass. I ain't doing it now. I have assignments and homework. I'm not doing this shit now. Excuse me. Doing this shit now. You crazy. Mm-mm. Lady. Lady. All right, y'all. What's the tea? What's the gag? Okay, so this is the gag, the tea today. There was a mass shooting. I can't spell. There was a shooting last week in Michigan, and I'm not giving the young man any clout. I'm not giving his parents any clout. But I find it funny that now all of a sudden that, okay, I don't care if you agree with me, disagree with me, y'all know I don't care. If you just not tuning in and you just stumbled across me and you listen to me, yo, Monica, you wrong, I really don't give a damn what you think. But I've been saying this all the time. When these kids do these mass shootings and they have these guns and they're under 18, you know good and goddamn well that they can't purchase no gun. They can't. They can't purchase no gun. How old you gotta be to get a gun? I don't know, because I don't care. I am definitely afraid of guns. When I stayed at my brother and my sister-in-law house, I did not want to know where no gun was. I am definitely afraid of a gun. I will leave. Like, I am definitely afraid of guns. And, I don't want to be in the presence of one. Like, I'm very, very scared of one because, you know, I've heard stories about the shit going off. You know what I mean? Like, the shit going off. The shit goes off. But, I knew it was only going to be a matter of time before these kids' parents were going to start getting charged. And I said that, like, where's the accountability for the parents? Like, that little boy, Kyle Rittenhouse, his mother got off. Ugh, that bitch should have got jail time too. She actually fucking drove him there so he can perform or hurt victims. Bitch. Come on now. That bitch. All of their asses need to go to jail. Even Linwood. Every last one of them. And I don't give a damn what nobody's saying. I don't care. I really don't. I just think that I'm glad that they're charging him, his parents, his mama, and his father. And they were on a mat. They were looking for them last weekend. I was watching it on Don Lemon Friday night. They were looking for their asses. Their asses was trying to get to Canada. But guess what? You can't get to Canada, bitch, because you got to get vaccinated. And your asses weren't vaccinated. So there you go. Ha, ha, ha. Hope you have a nice life in prison. It took lives away. Whatever happened to just harming your damn self? Harm your damn self before you go out there. Harm your damn self. Don't be going out there. If the world is shit to you, that does not mean it's shit to everybody else. Go out there and kill your damn self. I don't promote a suicide. I'm not a bully. But whatever happened to people just offing themselves? You know what I'm saying? Like, why you gotta go and take somebody else's life who's enjoying life? Asshole. Anyway, hope that bitch get to jail. I hope that bitch stays in jail for the rest of his life. You know, I mean, I have no sympathy. I'm sorry. Then people lost their family members. I'm tired of watching the news. I'm tired of crying. I'm tired of praying. This something needs to be done. And everybody is radio silence across the board. They don't give a damn about nobody. They care more about a woman getting an abortion than they care about somebody killing your kids. So they care more about you in the womb than you walking around the planet. Bitch, these people need Jesus. I swear to God they do. Okay, anyway. So that was the tea. That's the gag. Them motherfuckers got caught. I'm glad they need to be in jail. And then the whole situation behind the situation is just fucking ridiculous any fucking way. Everything is just like, fuck, you know, like, you know, people, you know. Ugh, anyway, so I've got a topic for y'all today that I wanted to talk about briefly. And I know I talked about it before, but this shit is getting out of hand. Motherfucking cheating. Motherfucking cheating. Y'all, I went out on a date this weekend. I'm always going out on dates. I know y'all be like, this girl always out on a damn date. But I can't help it if men want to take me out, treat me nice. I can't help that. That's not my fault. Gotta blame my mother for the beautiful woman that I had. Gotta blame them. Shit. Oh, you're mad at me. This girl always out on a date. She always went out with somebody. And I had a good ass time, too. I had a really good time on my date. And when he messaged me and I knew something was up, I'm like, what the fuck you want? I'm like, what the fuck you want? And I'm like, oh my God, did something happen? Oh my God, somebody died. And then he beat around the bush. We were talking for like about messaging each other back and forth for like 2 hours. Then he finally like asked me out. And I was like, yeah. And I was real excited. I got my favorite hair together. I got all this stuff together. I got my little outfits together. I could not decide what I wanted to wear when I went out with him on Saturday night. I could not decide what I wanted to wear, so I wore my black boots, pair of leggings, and a crop top, and my cute little pink jacket. And I was gonna wear a dress, I was gonna do this, but let me tell y'all something. When I walked in that damn sushi bar, yo, let me tell you, all eyes fell on my ass. Like, you would not believe, like, all eyes was just like, I think people stopped talking, yo, like, it was a mess, because when I go out, I dress up. I dress up really, really nice. And I don't dress like a typical Baltimorean. I, like, go all the way the fuck out. And, you know, they just stopped and they just looked at me. Like, and that's my casual. You know, like, some people casual is jeans, t-shirts, sneakers. That was my casual. My thigh-high boots, my torn pants. And a crop top, my afro, hoop earrings, lashes. That's my casual. You know what I'm saying? And my friend was like, you look good, mama. I was like, thank you. I said, it's casual. He was like, yeah, that's casual for you. But everybody else was just, it was really nice. So we just sitting, and we just talking. He's talking about his new girl and everything. I mean, I don't consider that cheesy. You know? And a lot of people will consider that cheating. Because the title that I put in my notes is cheating, thoughts, ? Facts and fears. Like, what do we know about cheating? What do we fear about cheating? What is there about cheating? I don't know. Because, okay. He said to me, I said, well, does she know that you're out with me? Did she know that you're out with a friend? Basically, what he was saying was, and I will not reveal any of his information because this dude is my guy. Basically, what he was saying was that, you know, he was going to tell her that he was working overtime. And I was just like, okay. And he's in a job, a career, where he's able to throw that around. Like, I'm working overtime, you know. And this girl has... You have nothing to worry about. You know what I mean? It's just like, that's my friend. But he withheld that information from her. Now, y'all know I'm single. I don't have to reveal nothing to nobody. I don't owe nobody no explanation. But when you are with someone, are you obligated to tell them you're out with a friend? He didn't. But needless to say, on the outside looking in, you would have thought I was the girlfriend. Now, I did not have sex with him. I have not had sex with him. The last gentleman I went out with, I did not have sex with him. These men are taking me out, spending a lot of fucking money on me. And I know somebody like probably like, oh yeah, you just wait. They gonna expect something from me. They gonna expect to give you some ass, blah, 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 blah. So gonna rah, 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 rah. But there are men out there that will. And I just had to block somebody on TikTok. It was a man, how a man's supposed to treat a woman. I know how a man's supposed to treat a woman. Okay? And I know how a man not supposed to treat a woman, and I know how a man's supposed to treat a woman. And I've been on both ends of the spectrum. I've been in the relationships where they did absolutely nothing, did the bare minimum, and where they went above and beyond. And I'm like, this shit's too good to be true. So basically, it depends upon the man, basically. But that's not what I'm talking about. I had to block. I really had to block them because I was like, you know what? You talking stupid right now. Talking about, oh, you throwing around money, blah, 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 blah. Because you feel like you're supposed to, like it's supposed to make me want you. Yes. Yes, I want you. You know how much candles cost at Bath & Body Works? And I kind of get on Bath & Body Works, first of all. Not to jump subject to subject, because I'm going to get on your asses. How the hell you not have my pumpkin pecan waffles? White Barn don't have, I haven't looked through all the White Barn candles, but I did look through Bath & Body. I don't even care no more, y'all. I don't even care. They always taking away stuff that I like. But anyway, Bath & Body Works candles cost too much. I missed the candle sale. But Bath & Body Works candles cost too much. And if you have a man that's buying you stuff, and you're not obligated to sleep with them. And there are men out there that's like that. But that's not what I'm talking about right now. What I'm talking about is that considered cheating? We're not having sex. We're not having sex. But somebody said, oh, it starts at the first text message. Okay, well, you're cheating. I don't consider that cheating. I don't. This is my job. So whatever I say, go. Whatever I say, go. This is my show. For real, it is. It's my show. So whatever I say, go. If I say it's not cheating because we're not in the bed. Okay. He went into detail. I don't want to go into detail, but he went into detail and told me some things about that relationship that he's concerned with, that he is, I mean, he's a man, you know. And it's not sex, because if it was sex, I'm pretty much sure he would have said, you know, Monica, let's go get down and dirty. You know what I'm saying? Let's go get it in. Whatever the hell y'all say. Let's go bust nuts or something. I don't know. But he wanted to go out with me because he wanted someone to talk to. And there's also such thing as emotional cheating. Ah, I learned about that. Uh-huh. But I don't think that's considered, like, going out with a friend and you have a woman at home and you did not tell her, you're going to go home smelling. My perfume, I wear Alien. I wear the purple one, y'all. That, I remember my ex-boyfriend called me and told me that his whole house smelled like me. He said my bed smelled like money, my clothes smelled like money, he said my body, he said I have to wash up. You get your smell off of me because it was in the house. He said, my house smelled like you and you were gone. He was like, you're gone. Like, your house, you smell like me. So if he go home smelling like another woman, that also raises an eyebrow. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I really wish that someone could really tell me. They will burn me at the stake. Like, Monica, that was wrong. That's cheating. You're helping him cheat. But I'm not in a relationship. It was just two friends getting together. And he was venting about his relationship. And he was venting about his relationship. Basically, he needed somebody to talk to. And he was wanted to talk to me. And my mother was like, well, you know, you were our ear. And I'm like, is it cheating? And my mom, you know, my mother, she's like, yeah. But I don't think so. I don't think so. I really don't, like, I don't, okay, like I did say, it is emotional cheating, and it's physical cheating, it's cheating, you can't categorize it, I'm sorry, But me, I don't think that was cheating. Because I'm going to tell you, you get them how you lose them. Wait a minute. You lose them how you get them, right? Ain't that right? Look at me trying to talk big shit. Thought I ate. But you lose them how you get them. But I can honestly and truthfully say that there will be nothing between me and him. He's just my friend. And I asked him, was he happy? He was like, yeah, I'm happy. Yes and no. There's either no, yes or no. It's like no medium, like with happiness. My mother said he's miserable. And I was like, you can tell. I can tell that he's not happy, but that's not my problem. You know, I mean, I agreed to go out with you. He was like, he said, I'm so happy that you agreed to go out with me. And I don't have a problem with that. But am I the wrong one? I don't care. It's my show. I'm not. I'm not. I mean, dude, like, really, like, come on now, y'all. Come on now. And somebody probably like, Monica, get a man again. I'm not doing it to this guy. Like, we went out. He texts me, messaged me, whatever you people say, whatever you guys say nowadays. And we went out. We messaged each other throughout the week to confirm. And we messaged each other Saturday to confirm. And we went out. And then the next day, I said I had a great time. And that was it. I don't think there's nothing else going on about it. You know, we two friends just went out and had sushi. Because he said that the person that he's with does not like sushi. She doesn't like a lot of things, you know, and I don't feel sorry for her. Like, you have a sophisticated cheater. And this goes to show the saying that what you won't do, another woman will. But I am not promoting cheating by a long shot. I am not promoting cheating. But I'm just saying that I went out with a friend and I had a really good time. Will I do it again? It's just a friend going out with a friend and having dinner, having lunch, having brunch. Now, the gentleman that I was seeing before, I think he was cheating on whomever he, I think he was cheating. And he was so vague about his home life. Like, I didn't know he had children. We had already gone out. We were talking before. He never told me he had children. Because I remember one day I had brought up children. And I asked him. He told me what he cooked for dinner. I said, oh, did you cook enough for your family? See, I was digging. And he was like, no, I just cooked it for myself. So I was under the impression that you didn't have a family. So when he was talking to one of my family members, I was ear hustling. Because I was doing my own thing. And he said that he had children. Damn. But I think that he was cheating. He never said anything to me about it. He never mentioned he had anybody. So, and I really enjoyed his company. I really did. I enjoyed him. He spent a lot of money on me, y'all. Like, these men this year, they did it. Like, they did the damn thing. And that people probably like, why are you doing Monica? I don't know. It's just like, I'm a sophisticated person, like, regardless of how I act, I mean, regardless of how I am on the show, it's just like, I'm an adult, I'm 43, going on 44, you know, and I love certain things, and maybe the women that they're with don't like that, but I'm not sleeping with nobody, so that's why I feel like I'm not cheating, but the gentleman that I was seeing before, I was seeing this gentleman, but I'm not seeing him. This is my friend. The gentleman I was seeing prior to this, I really think that he was involved with someone. Like, and then I remember I overheard him talking about his baby mama. He never said wife or anything, but I really do think that there's a woman at home. My mother swears he's married because my mother was just like, he's so vague about everything. He's just vague. And I'm just like, dude, like, how can you be so vague? But anyway, y'all, I don't know. And would I go out with him again? Absolutely, because he spends money. He is very sophisticated. I date a lot of sophisticated guys. Sophisticated cheaters. That's the title of this episode. Sophisticated cheaters. Like, what in the hell is sophisticated Jesus? They are the men that take you to nice-ass restaurants. Take you to nice-ass restaurants and spend money on you. And I'm thinking, like, wait a minute. Not Monet, Monet. So I'm thinking, like, most of the men, all right, we got 20 minutes. I'm about to close this out because it's 1:45 and I still got to eat my soup. So I don't know. I really don't know what's tea. Like, I could go back and do, like, what's tea. But I don't know. It's just like, okay, you're maybe the women that you're with don't. And I went to really nice fucking restaurants, okay? These aren't like restaurants, like, and then we were talking about going to this other restaurant. And that restaurant was called the Elephant Room. Oh my God, y'all. Wait a minute. Let me see. They have one in Detroit, Michigan, but they had one here in Baltimore, and I was telling my mother about it, and they closed, what was this from? The Manor opens in form of Brass Elephant. Okay, it's not called the Elephant Room. It's called the Elephant Restaurant. Let's see. Because this place was... I used to drive past this place. This place was the bomb. Yeah, not available on Open Table. Unfortunately, this restaurant is not on the Open Table Reservation Network. Okay. Oh, look at that. And this is where he wanted to take me. He said that he wanted to go before. This place is the bomb. I'm going to tell you. Y'all got to go look it up. Everybody gave me the 4 stars. Five stars. Yeah, and they closed. Excuse me. You know, I have to see things for myself. I don't take people for... So, it got... 4.2 for food, 4.4 for service, 4.6 for ambiance, and 3.9 for value. So all in all, they got a 4.3. That's not bad, 4.3 out of 5. But they got more good than bad. So it said, at first time you do not offer me a food. Okay, I know that because it's closed. But I'm going to Soda Sopra. Yes, I am. And I already have my outfit ready for Soda Sopra. Yes, I am. Yes, I do. So the elephant, it says, top tag, special occasion, romantic, good for a date. Why are you taking me to the elephant, right? If you know what I mean? Like, I don't get the correlation. And it's pretty expensive. It was a pretty expensive place. So the last time that I saw him, I was saying, like, you know, like, I want to go to Ruth Chris. And he was like, it was the rest of my week. And he was on the line. He was saying, like, well, you know, I don't really want to go to Ruth Chris the rest of my week because they just give you a trash-ass menu or something like that. I mean, not there's nothing trash-ass about Ruth Chris, you know, but a lot of people don't like Ruth Chris. A lot of people do, a lot of people don't. So, yeah, whatever. But he was saying that, you know, I really don't want to do Ruth Chris. And I was like, well, what do you want to do? He was like, well, I want to go to the Elephant Room. I was like, oh, I always wanted to go there. He was like, check that out. And we were going to go there until something happened that I'm not going to talk about. I don't want to talk about it. This is not the place. But it's The tags are special occasion romantic, good for a date. So this is where he wanted to take me, and I looked it up, and I was like, oh my God, it's closed. And I told him it was closed, and it was sad because it was like he really wanted to go, and I always wanted to go because it's in a nice part of Mount Vernon, downtown Baltimore, very, very classy. But there are other really classy restaurants here in Baltimore. Like, I really want to go to Soda Sopra. And like I said, I already have my outfit ready for Soda Sopra. They have, like, opera night. And I think I talked about Soda Sopra before. And I wanted to go for my birthday. All right. I know. I got 15 minutes. Don't be trying to kick me off. I haven't been on here in a while. Talking to my family. So, they have opera night. Opera night is December 12th. I did talk about Soda Sopra on one of these shows I did before. I did talk about Soda Sopra. So, I don't think I'm going to go to December 12th because December 12th is a Thursday. But, yeah, they have opera night. I don't know how long they will have opera night. And it's so funny. Dining style is casual, elegant, and dress code smart casual. So that means you gotta dress nice. You gotta dress nice. And it was booked. I was looking at it. It said it was booked today 17 times. Oh God, I cannot wait. All right, you think forever. Safety precautions. 100 floor tools. They have something called pumpkin pasta that I want to try. Then they have, and I remember I said I already know what I want. I want to try this watermelon salad. It has fettuccine, arugula, and fennel salad, and tangerine dressing. I want to try that. So, they have like ravioli, gnocchi, pumpkin pasta. Pumpkin pasta is pumpkin ravioli, amaretto cookies, cream sauce, and broken sausages. They have creamy carbonara, short ribs, fettuccine bolognese, lasagna bolognese. They have veal. It's my aunt went there. My aunt is so sophisticated. I want my aunt so sophisticated. But my aunt, she went there with a friend, and she said she absolutely loved it. I don't think she went to opera night. I think she just went to just a regular dinner. And I was like, oh, I always wanted to go there. But yeah, so these are the places that I have been, y'all, or that were suggested to go to with men who were in air quote relationships, air quote. And they're sophisticated cheaters, and that's a word that I made up, and that is when a man who spends, mainly take you to nice restaurants and spend money on you while in relationships. That Monica does not think it's don't y'all. Would I want somebody to do that to me? No, I really wouldn't. But, you know, should I stop? Absolutely. But, I mean, I'm not having sex with these dudes. You know, like, the guy that I was seeing that wanted to take me to all these nice other places, like I said, he took me really nice fucking places. And places where I had to fucking dress up. And I don't have a problem with that. But when we never spoke on anything, like, we never talked about anything. We talked about like school, work, blah, 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 where we've been, where we want to go, blah, 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 blah. You know, he never made a move on me. He never hit on me. You know, everything was, I never came up out of pocket. Like, he always came up out of pocket. And my mom was like, well, he buttering you up for something. I'm like, he never got a chance to because something happened. And then this one that I'm seeing now, which I'm saying I'm not seeing, is, you know, the same way, you know. But it's all good, though, y'all. I mean, it's all good. I'm getting out and I'm having fun. Like I said, I suspected the first guy was cheating. He may not have been. But if he was, he... Yeah. You know, but I didn't see no ring. Nobody has a ring on their finger. That's what my mama said. My mama said, all is fair in love of war. So we're going to keep it at that. It is 1:54 a.m. You guys, I am getting sleepy and I'm also hungry. So we're going to end it right here. I don't know when I will be back on the air. Hopefully I can come back on again later this week, but probably not until like Friday or Saturday. I'll probably do a Saturday kickback because I have school Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're going out. We have a full day. Friday is just like we're going out. I'm just like, ugh. But anyway, y'all, it's been great. It's been lovely. I'm so glad that I'm here with you talking to you guys. I will be back before Christmas, no doubt. But I think I'm just going to do like a Saturday kickback show. Maybe I'll watch some news that we can go over like news together. Love's Holiday is still on sale. Wherever books are sold, check it out. It's like $5 on Amazon. It's $5. Now, I think it's like $5.97 on Amazon. So go pick it up. Christmas is a couple weeks away. I don't know, like 23, 22. Is it 21 yet? So I can do my 21 Savage post from last year. How many days is it till Christmas? Because I want to put this up so bad. Let's see how many days. Oh, I missed it. How did I miss it? It's 18 days to Christmas. I miss my 21. I'm going to put it up anyway. Like, I'm like, I forgot. I'm putting it up anyway. I don't know why it didn't pop up in my memories. I don't know why that did not pop up in my memories. Oh, my God, y'all. But all right, y'all. We got to go. I will talk to y'all later.